This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Are you starting to see the civil war that I've been warning about, how it's forming up? I've been talking about it, as you know, if you've been listening to my podcast for quite some time. I've got the website also, civilwar.news, with updates on the coming civil war. But what's happening right now, of course, is California and the Democrats, they deliberately want as many illegals as possible to flood into the country so they can give them voting rights, even though it's completely illegal and unconstitutional, but they do it in California. The minute you cross the border and show up, you get a driver's license and you get a voting card. And then these illegals get to vote for members of Congress and members of the Senate and the House, both, which then affect policy nationwide for all the states. And this is all by design. The Democrats want an invasion of America. And yet real Americans have had enough. They've had enough of the anti-American, law-hating, Constitution-hating, radical, left-wing morons and libtards in California who just want to overrun our country with illegals who are fleeing the kind of countries that left-wing people create, because left-wingers, they always collapse the cities they run. They always collapse the countries they run. They drive citizens into despair and poverty, which is what all these refugees are fleeing from Honduras or Venezuela or other countries, or Mexico for that matter. Mexico, look at it. I mean, it's a drug-infested, mafia-run, corrupt. I mean, not that the people of Mexico are bad, don't get me wrong. It's the system is broken because it's run by radical socialists and left-wing people and progressives and Democrat-style people. I mean, Democrats in California are trying to do the same thing to California. They literally want to flood California with illegal aliens. I mean, they've practically done it at this point. You can't get elected in California now as a conservative. That's why people are fleeing California. They're fleeing it because they see the collapse coming. They see the civil war coming. And you know what's the real trigger point here? This is a prediction, a new one. As all of these refugees and illegals keep flooding the border with these caravans and other methods, because U.S. law under Obama was shifted around to make sure that we couldn't deport those people, it's actually against the law for the United States government to deport people from Honduras or other non-contiguous countries, i.e. not Mexico and not Canada. They cannot be deported by border patrol, or ICE, as it's known, immigration customs. They can't be deported. So they know that if they can just flood the border and rush the country and walk in, then the Democrats are going to protect them, because the Democrats need voters, you see. The open borders policy is the voter recruitment tactic of the left. They don't care if they ruin America. They just want to win elections. They don't care. And they know that these immigrants are going to vote like 80% socialist, 80% Democrat. Why? Because that's what they're used to, even though that's what caused their own home countries to fail and collapse, causing them to flee, but they still believe in socialism. I lived in South America. I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. I've traveled through Panama and other countries in Central and South America. I know their culture is a socialist culture. It's impoverished for the most part. And people want government to give them handouts. And even in Ecuador, I remember, you know, people had like handouts of food, rice, and cooking gas. You didn't have gas piped into your homes. You go pick up cooking gas in bottles. And the government would subsidize cooking gas, and they would subsidize rice, and they would subsidize gasoline so people could afford their gasolina and their arroz, you know, all this stuff. I lived there. I lived through this. I saw this happening. And then you have price controls because the government's subsidizing it, you know, and then you have illegal smuggling, and then you have people being arrested for smuggling gasoline out of the country. And then you have a whole freaking black market, like a gasoline cartel. There was a gasoline smuggling operation in Ecuador. It was smuggling gas, swinging them via ropes over giant chasms into Peru. I'm not even kidding. I'm not making this up. I was there, okay? I've seen this stuff. Socialism destroys everything, creates criminalized mafia government cartels, and eventually everybody is living in poverty. Everybody is living in a police state, and they flee. And they're coming to America, and they're going to do the same damn thing to America that they did to their own home countries. And this is why you got to stop them. And the way that it's going to get done, if the border can't be protected by government, guess what? Here's my prediction. The militia is going to do it. The militia. You're like, who's the militia? Well, I'm talking about, I suppose, all these little militia groups that are in Texas and Arizona and even probably California. I don't know. They're all over the country. Citizens militia. Citizens have the right to protect their country. And I predict that if the government won't stop these caravans of illegals, the militia is going to do it. Or I guess it's not one, you know, homogenized group. I shouldn't call it the militia. It's like those little militia groups are going to do something. I bet they will. And then you're going to be in a situation where you got California bureaucrats that are, of course, already illegal bureaucrats. They should be arrested. They should be marched out of office in handcuffs. These California bureaucrats are siding with all these illegals and trying to protect them from federal prosecution, trying to protect them from deportation. You're going to have these bureaucrats that are ordering the arrest of the militia that's trying to protect the border from America being invaded by an occupying enemy force that wants to take over our government and thrust America into a radical left-wing socialist state that always leads in collapse, poverty, and despair. And if you think that that's not going to escalate into somebody shooting somebody, you're not living in reality. This is probably how the Civil War starts. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know I predicted the Civil War begins in California. You've heard me say that for over a year, even in interviews with Dave Hodges on the Common Sense Show and other places. I've said it for over a year. The Civil War starts in California. Saw this coming. And this is how it could happen. The left wants to flood the country with illegals and let them vote. And they don't want the census to track citizens versus non-citizens because they know there's tens of millions of illegal aliens running around dictating policy to Americans, which is outrageous. That's why I say California should be stripped of all representation in Washington, should nullify California senators and California members of Congress, as far as I'm concerned, until they clean up their voting situation and make sure only citizens can vote. We need a national voter ID law, and we need to arrest the mayor of Oakland and the governor of California, and we need to halt all illegal alien voting, not just in California, but everywhere across the country. If you're not a citizen, you don't get to vote, is the way it should be. You know, I mean, I can't fly to Mexico and vote in Mexico's elections. Not that I would want to. When I lived in Ecuador, I couldn't vote in Ecuador's elections. I was a resident, not a citizen. So why can all these people come to America and suddenly demand the right to vote? They're not even citizens. I mean, my wife's an immigrant. We went through the process legally. We did it the right way. We went through INS at the time. We waited in line, took, I don't know, 6 or 7 years or whatever it was. We did it right. We stood in line. There are a lot of Mexican nationals who have done it legally and done it correctly, and they are welcomed as U.S. citizens, by the way. It's the illegal people that want to cut in line, that want to have a loophole and just cross the border and suddenly claim they have the right to vote. They never paid a dime of tax in this country ever in their whole life. They never contributed to anything in America. They never paid property tax to build the schools and the roads, and yet they're getting all these benefits, hundreds of billions of dollars in benefits every year to these people that are just draining the economies of states like California and Arizona and Texas, where I am. And these people don't deserve all these free entitlement handouts. They did not contribute to these economies. They are not citizens. They need to go through the legal process like my wife went through and stand in line like everybody else. You do it legally, you're welcome. You do it illegally, you don't have rights because you're not a citizen. And it's time we started enforcing that finally. And that's probably where the Civil War is going to begin. That's my prediction. So it's going to be the feds under Trump versus the anti-America, radical left-wing progressives of California who want to flood their own state with illegal aliens, not realizing what it's going to do to their own state budgets. California is going to collapse. That's why I call it Collapsifornia. These people are going to be overrun with illegals, and eventually they're just going to run around with machetes killing white people, by the way. You think that's not going to happen? You don't know. You don't know what La Raza really stands for if you don't realize that. All these white, liberal, progressive California people welcoming the open borders. We have to be compassionate. Yeah, you just wait until they get out the machetes and come for you and seize your property and declare California to be part of Mexico and declare your house to belong to their government and take your bank accounts and your safe deposit box, gold or whatever you have in there, your jewelry, they steal your business, they nationalize your company. That's what you're going to be living under, absolute Mexican tyranny, because you got open borders and you refuse to defend your borders. You're going to get those leftists in California, you're going to get exactly what you deserve, frankly, because you're too stupid to realize that a country without borders is not a country at all. You either protect your borders and protect your culture, or you lose everything. You will be overrun by radical, fascist, socialist, who will take everything from you and may kill you in the process. Believe me, if you're a white person in California, you're going to be the enemy. You're already the enemy. You just don't know it yet. You're a useful idiot to the left if you're sitting there arguing that you should have open borders and welcome everybody into the state and let them vote. Yeah, they're going to vote you out of power. They're going to vote for them to have entitlements. They're going to run the show, and they're going to steal everything from you. Look what happened with Fidel Castro in Cuba and his revolution. What did they do? They took all the property, took over all the businesses. They executed political enemies of the new regime. It always happens under leftist regimes. California is not going to be any different. So you either stand up and you fight for your state right now, or you're going to be overrun very soon, and you're going to be murdered, and you're going to have everything stolen. You're going to lose your rights, your freedom, your land, your home, your job, your business, everything. And we're going to have white refugees fleeing California, trying to come to Arizona and Nevada and Texas. They're going to flee California because California is being taken over by radical socialist, La Raza, race war people who then declare they're taking Mexico back. You think it's not going to happen? You're not living in reality, I'm telling you. This is coming. This is coming. So let's hope there's enough people still in rural California and Northern California who are willing to fight for their own state. But that's where the Civil War begins. It's becoming more and more obvious by the day. It's time we stood up for America. It's past time. Read my website, civilwar.news. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And of course, I'm launching real.video this July 4th, Independence Day. And if you believe in America and you believe in liberty and you believe in the Second Amendment and the right to defend your nation, then join up at real.video. Have a video channel. We welcome firearms videos. We welcome pro-America videos, pro-liberty videos. Antifa is not welcome. Radical left-wing socialists are not welcome. This is going to be a video platform for people who believe in life and abundance and protecting lives and freedom and liberty. Real.video is the website. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.